One of the most recognizable buildings in New York is getting a makeover. The Art Deco building at 30 Rockefeller Plaza, the headquarters of NBC, will be getting new LED-lit signs on three of its facades bearing the name of Comcast, NBC's latest corporate owner. The Comcast sign will replace the neon GE logo that has been at the top of the building since the late 1980s. It is life imitating art for fans of the show 30 Rock. One episode featured the GE logo being replaced by the logo of the fictional company Cabletown.
It's happening.
Wow. Out with GE, in with Cabletown. Seems like one of us should sing the circle game right now.
30 years at GE. Now it's on to phase two. I am like Keats' stout Cortez, staring at the Pacific with a wild surmise and daring to imagine what new planets might swim into my ken.
Very dramatic. So back to reality. Will the iconic building at 30 Rock ever be referred to as the Comcast building? Carol Krinsky is a New York University art history professor who wrote a history of Rockefeller Center. She's with us from New York. Professor, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, will this ever be the Comcast building to you?
No. Of course not. I'm an old New Yorker in both senses of the word. And of course it's not going to be anything but the RCA building to me and to many of my contemporaries.
The RCA building. Well, explain that. Take us back to the beginning of the history of this building and when it did become the RCA building.
It became the RCA building when John D. Rockefeller's first plan to redevelop three blocks in mid-Manhattan fell through because of the Depression. There was supposed to be the Metropolitan Opera House, where the RCA building, as I call it, is still there. That fell through because during the Depression, the owners of the opera couldn't afford to move, and so they had to find another tenant. People told Rockefeller that because of a change in the law, broadcasting companies could charge money for advertising over the air. That made the broadcasting companies very rich, and they were expanding exponentially at the time.
Hmm.
So it was very prudent to invite one of the great radio companies to come into Rockefeller Center where it could flourish and develop. And, of course, that had to do with the name RCA, the Radio Corporation of America.
And that sign that said RCA was right at the top of the building, and that sign has some interesting history to it as well, right?
The sign itself wasn't of great interest because, after all, it was simply a corporate logo, although there weren't really many corporate logos put onto buildings at that time. In those days, you made a name for yourself by either adding spectacular decoration, for example, at the Fred F. French building on Fifth Avenue at 45th Street that has Mesopotamian designs on it, or by designing an extraordinary-looking building like the Chrysler Building, or indeed the Empire State Building with their towers on top, which are lit up and so on. Those are the ways in which you could call attention to yourself. It wasn't usually with letters or a corporate logo.
And these days we think of 30 Rockefeller Plaza as a building that has an observation deck, a very nice view of Manhattan. In those days, was it a destination? Was it a place that people gathered? Did they put the Christmas tree there in the plaza around the holiday season?
Well, there are several ways to answer that. In the first place, there was always an observation desk. They closed it for some years before reopening it as the top of the rock, which is what it's called now. But people used to go up to the top of it for many years and have the great view of Manhattan, because if you go up to the Empire State Building, you don't see the Empire State Building, but if you go up to 30 Rockefeller Plaza, you do. The other thing is that they had roof gardens and all kinds of other things on the lower buildings so that the entire place was a tourist attraction.
And we think also about the place that this is in New York as a very heavily trafficked place, a lot of tourists there between 5th and 6th Avenue. You say back in the early days, nobody would have wanted to walk up in that area of 5th Avenue.
Well, what was there before was three blocks of four-story buildings with small shops on the ground floor and tenants of very modest means up above. It was not a beautiful destination site. These buildings had been built in the 1870s. They were still there. And nobody was particularly interested in being in that area, partly because it was near the 6th Avenue elevated railway, which was ugly and noisy and blighted 6th Avenue. 5th Avenue, of course, was very chic, but not right there. Moreover, businessmen didn't particularly want to be there because it wasn't near the commuter railroad stations that would take the owners of businesses home to their suburbs at night. So Rockefeller had to make this project as good as any project could ever be made in order to attract people to the site.
And the RCA sign was taken down in the 80s when it became the GE building. Did you have a problem with that transition when that happened, since you say you'll always call it the RCA building? Did you like the way that they put the GE up at the top?
Oh, no, of course not, because to me, Rockefeller Center is supposed to look the way it looked in the very beginning.
You know what's fascinating about this is that this building is so iconic now. It's such a beautiful building. It doesn't look like they really spared any expense to make it, and yet it was put up right after the market crash and the Great Depression.
The good news was that although there was a terrible business depression and they didn't have many tenants, they could also get high-quality workmen and high-quality materials at very low prices. Mm. So they could use limestone over the project instead of brick, and they could get expert craftsmen to do all the work. And therefore, the building was beautifully constructed in the first place, and they keep remodeling it. They clean it all the time. They maintain it. A piece of paper doesn't stay on the floor there for more than 15 minutes. They have kept it up so that people will continue to think that this is a new and vibrant project that they should move into.
So now that it is going to have the Comcast logo at the top, do you have any suggestions for how that logo be put up there? Should they keep it in the Art Deco style?
If you were to ask for my opinion, as you have just done, I would say yes. But on the other hand, if Comcast has a logo that they use and that's familiar to the public and that they like and that the public will recognize, I suppose we're going to have to live with it. Anything other than the RCA building sign is to me a certain kind of desecration of history, but history does get desecrated now and then.
What's your favorite building in New York?
The entire Rockefeller Center complex.
I have to say, for me personally, it's the Chrysler Building.
For many people, the favorite building in New York City is the Chrysler Building. And for me, that comes in a close second. However, if you write a book and spend several years researching a project, and that project happens to have a really good building in it, and you have gone to the top of that building quite often and you've worked there, then that just has to be your favorite building because you partly own it.
Carol Krinsky teaches art history at New York University and is the author of the book Rockefeller Center. Carol Krinsky, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.